All right, well, let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, Lord, and your love, and for your word, Father. We ask and pray that as we study it this morning together, as we sing your praises, Father, we ask, Lord God, that you would just inhabit our hearts, Lord, and inhabit this place. And Father, that you just fill us with gladness and joy, Lord. And like the old hymn says, Father, the things of this world would grow strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace. Father, we pray for that this morning. We pray for, Father God, that you would help us to put that scripture into effect in our lives, Father. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but of strength and boldness, Lord, in our God. And we ask that you would help us to learn more about you this morning, Father, that the things that we study would be written on the tablets of our heart. And we would seek to go from this place, Father, and evangelize as many as you would give us to evangelize, Father, as many who would be willing, Lord, to listen to what we might have to say. We pray that you'd help us to be salt and light and the fragrance of life, Father, to people who are searching for hope and searching for truth, searching for something beyond what this world has to offer, Father, because right now, no matter how rich or poor you are, people are running scared and nervous and concerned and worried, Father, because they hold their lives as dear to them, Father. And we hope and we wait for the next life, Father. And that's what we long for, Father. That's what makes the disciple of Jesus Christ tick, is waiting to see him again, Father. So whether it's by his soon return or us going to him, Father, we have no fear of it, Father. And we have no fear of the situations and things that may arise here on earth, Father. Whether it's economic hardship or whatever the case may be, Lord, whatever becomes of all of this that's happening right now in the country and in the world, Father, we trust in your plan. We trust in your will being accomplished, Father, through us. We just pray that you would help us to have the faith to be looking for it, Lord, and the strength and the courage to follow after you, Lord, and to go wherever you call us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand together.
I belong to Jesus. What blessed mystery, the vilest of all sinners now forgiven and redeemed. Oh, the depths of darkness his love would reach down through, to cover me with mercy and hide me in his womb.
Just be
I believe that I belong in a story not my own. For let there be till kingdom come. This is right where I belong, where no stranger can be found. Songs of faith and grace abound, where I'm reminded at the sound that this is a right where I belong. Glory, glory to the Son. Singing glory, glory to the Father and the Holy Spirit, three in one. This is right where I belong. I believe that I belong to the body of the Son, where all we say and sing as one, that this is right where we belong. I stand before the throne, and heaven and earth will be as one. Oh, how we'll sing in kingdom come, that this is right where we belong. Singing glory,
where we belong.
This is right where we belong,
right where I belong.
This is right where I belong.
Amen. You may be seated. Have the ushers come on up. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity that we have to be here together today, Father, and to sing your praises, Lord God, and to study your word together. And Father, we pray that you would be first and preeminent in our lives, Father, and we would follow after you, Lord God, all the days of our lives. And no matter what the situations or circumstances that arise in our lives, Father, in this world, we would keep our eyes fixed and focused on the prize set before us in Christ Jesus, Lord. We ask and pray, Lord, that you would instruct us and teach us and train us this morning, that you would equip us, that you would build us up in the faith, that you would edify us, that you would exhort us and correct us where we need it, Father, and that we would leave this place singing songs of gladness and praise because of what you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Are you hurt?